Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I speak to Miss Ebony?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, Miss Ebony. This is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
How you doing? I'm okay.
That's wonderful. So I'm not quite for sure. I did inform you that Sydney is no longer with us. So the reason why I called today is because your clock in could not register to the shift because the GPS is out of range.
All right, I had just went to go get re-up on some stuff for my dad around the corner, and I came right home. But when he's driving, I don't understand. When he's with me and I'm running errands, why is that? I'm still with the patient. So
I'm going to explain to you how Medicaid expects services to go.
Okay.
Now, they consider home care as strictly home care. Whatever you do after you clock in when you get to the home, that is you and your dad's personal business.
Gotcha.
As long as you clock in at the house, and if you don't get back by 5 o'clock, you still got to go back to drop him off. You just clock out when you get back. It don't necessarily have to be 5 o'clock. It has to be clocked out before midnight because midnight is considered the next day.
Oh, okay. I was a little confused. So next time I'll just clock in. I could have clocked in at 9:10 when
you
I got back home.
You could have clocked in at 8 o'clock if you get there early, too. So if he has a doctor's appointment or anything at 9 o'clock and you know you have to get him to that appointment by 9, then that means you need to get at his home at 8:30. Then, therefore, you can clock in as soon as you get to the home and clock out.
Well, you're the first person that's explaining this to me as thorough as possible. Nobody has ever explained this to me.
See,
I didn't know.
I understand.
Because I asked him, I said, you know, it's coming up. It'll say that I clocked in successfully, but when I go to clock in afterwards, I'll see an X. And I'm like, you know, what does that mean? But nobody never explained that to me. They just said my clock ins weren't registering, but they weren't telling me why.
Why, yeah. So that's when that happens. Well, whenever you see red, that means the GPS is out of range. It won't connect to the shift.
Okay, got you.
So the reason why we try to inform the caregivers is because if we link these visits, the insurance, when we get audited, we have to explain why are we linking out of range. And what happens is they will contact the client, and they will inform the client that if he needs home care service to be transportation for the client to be out of the house constantly, then he doesn't qualify for home care.
Okay, got you. Now I understand.
Yeah.
All right, now another thing. I just wanted to ask about this. Me and my dad, we have a family reunion to go to. We're going to Virginia for 3 days. So how does that work?
Now, how that works is you will still clock in and out. You will give us a location where you guys are going because it's going to match where your clock ins and out is.
Once
you get back, when payroll's going to close, I close payroll normally on Monday by 5, then you would just attach an electronic timesheet so I can connect it to your clock ins because it's GPS out of range.
Okay, thank you. Now I fully understand, fully aware, we won't have any.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I am going to send you a link. You would just click on it and complete the timesheet for today visit for the clock in. And just on the Medicaid ID, just put a letter Y because we have to put that number in. And then just hit submit and it comes straight to my system and I can put it through the shift for this morning.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're very welcome. You take care.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.